From Hollywood, the Red Skelton Program, brought to you by Tide. Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide is dirt outside.
Any soap? Yes, any soap. Tide gets cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Program with David Rose's orchestra, the Four Knights, Verna Felt, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Some folks might think that because Red Skelton is a clown in MGM movies and a buffoon on the radio, that he never has a serious moment. So let's look in on him at home and see if he's like our own Red Skelton. Hey!
Georgia! Georgia! Well, there's nobody in the kitchen. I think I'll sneak me a glass of carrot juice from the icebox. I shouldn't drink this rotten stuff. Yet my eyes have been giving me a little trouble. I wonder if this stuff is really good for your eyes. Must be. I never saw a rabbit wearing glasses. Well, let's see. What have I got to do today? Well, let's see. Get eggs, color for the children for the egg hunt on Easter. Oh.
Mr. Skelton!
Oh, it's that Miss Fussy next door. I need her at this hour like Truman needs a Dixiecrat. Hi, Miss Fussy. This is a pleasure.
Don't you dare smile at me, you flirt.
But Mrs.
Mr. Skelton, I have tried to overlook your burning trash in your incinerator and mowing the lawn at 2 o'clock in the afternoon before decent people finish a good night's sleep.
But Mrs. Fussy...
But today was the last straw. Did you know the wind shifted and I could smell cabbage cooking in my kitchen? And I don't like cabbage.
But Mrs.
Mr. Skelton, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you.
I'm only trying to be a good neighbor.
Good neighbor? Bah! You wouldn't even let me borrow your air wick.
Well, you didn't ask for it.
Don't raise your voice to me.
I didn't raise my voice. I can't help it if my tonsils are riding piggyback.
Oh, I'm so mad. Just wait until my husband gets home.
Look, Mrs. Fussy, did you know that you have a slight impediment in your speech?
I have?
Yes, I notice every once in a while you stop and breathe. I'll get even with her. I'll put some cabbage on in my kitchen. And hope for a south wind. Now, let's see. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. Should I color the eggs or myself, or should I call Washington, D.C. and find out what happened to the dyes committee?
Hey, you know, I wish I had the chicken I had when I was a little kid. You know, I had a chicken that laid different colored eggs. One day, my mother put a pair of red flannels out on the clothesline, and the old hen saw, and she laid a red egg. And another time, she put a pair of blue jeans out to dry, and the chicken saw it, and she laid a blue egg. But the old girl's gone now. My mother hung a crazy quilt on the line, and she stripped tears trying to make good.
I'm coming. Yes?
Hello, Buster. I'm a Flash messenger boy.
A boy? What are you doing, working your way through a museum? That's a joke.
Tell me, Buster, does Skeleton live here?
Not Skeleton, Skelton. Red Skelton.
Well, we've all got to go sooner or later. Hey, nice place you got here. What's your racket, Buster?
Well, I just told you I'm Red Skelton. I'm a radio and screen comedian. You ever hear me?
Oh, yeah. Last time I listened to you on the radio, I got a refund of my hearing aid. Thought it was on the blank.
Yeah. Hey, all kidding aside, how old are you, anyhow?
Well, I'll tell you. My wife and me can remember when there was a Republican in the White House.
That old?
What do you mean, that old? I'm the youngest in my family, and I'm 78.
You would have said 76, and I'd have said, that's the spirit. No? Okay.
Hey,
How come they live so long in your family, huh?
Well, they live so long in my family because we're all veterans. It's against the regulations to die without notifying the Veterans Administration. Well, here's your package, Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Better be moving along. I'm getting married this afternoon.
Getting married? I thought you already had a wife.
I have. But I managed to keep some secrets from her. See you at the Palladium, Buster.
Yeah. Somebody's been spiking that guy's adrenaline. Now let's see what's in the package. Oh, it's a record. The Four Nights singing I've Been Hit. Well, let's put it on my Magnavox and play it.
Brilliant line.
Been hit by an arrow shot by Cupid. But the arrow shot by Cupid didn't hit you. Been bit by a bug they call the love bug. But the bug didn't bite us both, and that won't do.
Cause there's no one I'm blaming. It's no fun complaining.
You're driving me mad and you know it.
Cause
I got it bad and I show it.
I was robbed
of the only heart I'm owning. If the arrow would have hit you
and the love would have bit you,
I'd steal your heart away from you too.
I've been bitten by an arrow shot by Cupid. But the arrow shot by Cupid didn't hit you. I've been bit by a bug they call the love bug. But the bug didn't bite us both, and that won't do.
That won't do. No one I'm blaming. It's no fun complaining. You're driving me mad, and you know it. I got it bad, and I show it.
Hey, I've been wrong.
That's the sweetest music this side of Guy Lombardo.
You're too soon. There's more music.
Oh?
Tie in. Dirt. I'll tie gets more fear than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
And there's more to tell. No soap.
No soap.
No other suds. No other washing product known.
Washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets more cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E.
It's true. No product known will wash your clothes as clean as Procter & Gamble's Tide. Tide handles prized linens, heavy work clothes, your whole family wash. Tide not only leaves your clothes free from dirt, but removes dingy soap film, too. Yes, Tide has all this cleaning power, yet it's truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide actually brightens gay prints and pastels. All those soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets sheets, pillowcases, and towels whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. Yes, Tide is truly a different wash day product. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Nuts. The whole network's nuts.
Hiya, Dave.
I'm fine, Red. How are you?
It's all right to have a line, but let's not pay the boys to laugh on us.
Hey, where's Betty, your bride?
Oh, I don't call her my bride anymore.
No?
We've had our first quarrel.
Yeah? What'd you quarrel about?
That's just it. I can't find out.
Well, why don't you ask her?
What? And start another quarrel?
Something tells me that we've got a trial-size Phil Harris on our hands. Look, Holiday for Strings, there's supposed to be one comedian around here.
Well, I'll do until the real thing comes along.
Yes. Where's Betty now? Did she go home to her mother?
No, she went Easter shopping with your wife, Georgie.
Easter shopping? Hey, why do women always think that Easter is Decoration Day? Hey, what do you got there?
Oh, it's a toy steam engine.
Oh, wait, excuse me, wait. Phone's ringing. I didn't expect it to holler. You missed that, you know.
You know, if he gets one big laugh, next week he'll have his own show. You will. Hello.
Hello, Big Red.
Yeah, Little Red, where are you?
I'm in a friend shop called the De La Paix de la Poule. And they're having a wonderful sale.
Are you out of bed yet? They're having a sale, you see?
Yes, all of the hats have been cut in half. Can I buy one?
Well, you look kind of silly in a half a hat, wouldn't you?
Oh, stop joking. Mr. Hooper doesn't check phone calls. Now, please be serious, Big Red. These are real bargains. And chic.
Well, never mind the chic. What about the check? Wait, I'll get a chair here. The bargains you find usually floor me. Okay, how much do you want to charge?
Well, one hat is $50 and the other
$150.
Hello? Big Red? Big Red?
Yeah, hello. I forgot there's no back in this chair. Hey, isn't that a little high for a hat?
Well, if you don't want me to have it, okay. I'm sorry I bothered you.
No, I want you to have it. It's okay. Go ahead and charge
it. No, just forget. Goodbye.
But little...
Oh, nice.
What's wrong, Big Red?
Now, don't you start that stuff. She's mad because I won't let her charge a silly hat.
Oh, go ahead and let her buy it. After all, Decoration Day is coming.
Easter, and you didn't get a laugh with it either. Hey, you know what? Maybe I should surprise her and go buy the hat, huh?
Why don't you?
Yeah, I would, but I feel kind of silly in those ladies' stores. They're always trying on things, and one time I got in the wrong line, and before I knew it, I was modeling one of those French bathing suits. Boy, was I embarrassed.
You must have been.
Yeah, my legs don't look good in low heels, you know. Hey, will you go with me?
Sure.
Okay, we'll put carnations in our lapels, and then everybody will think we're floor walkers.
What if a customer comes up and asks us for service?
We'll ignore them, and then they'll know we're floor walkers. Hey, we'll go just as soon as I change shoes.
Why? They're polished.
I know, but I got them on the wrong feet. I got out of bed, and my legs were crossed, and I didn't know it at the time. Okay, well, let's go, Dave. Come on. It's kind of crowded down here today, isn't it?
Hey, look, Red.
What?
They put on a new building right next to Schwab's drugstore.
That isn't a building. That's Rod O'Connor. Hey, Rod. Multitude of skin. Come here.
Hiya, Red.
Say, your little boy's sure getting big. Hiya, Sonny.
Oh, cut it out, Sonny.
Well, if it ain't all tone deaf. Where are you guys going?
Oh, you'd never guess. You'll
Wanna
never
bet?
Guess.
I'm going to buy a hat for Georgia.
Well, I just want to see if you've been paying attention. Hey, we better pull up. We're blocking traffic here.
Nah, stay where you are. Tell him to pull around. You're some guy from Texas. Hit the trail, Pioneer.
Hey, he's getting out of his car. Get a load of the size of that cowboy. He's got a 10-gallon hat and a 20-gallon head.
Ah, don't worry. I can handle him.
Howdy, salute, howdy! Now look, boys, it's not just standing around in the middle of the street. If this thing's in an automobile, move it. If it's an accident, report it. And if it's what I think it is, let's put the lid on it.
Now look, Tumbleweed, they went that away. Why don't you go chase them?
Look, would you... I wasn't mad at you, I'd answer you. Would you mind parking this ash can somewhere else so I could drive by?
Well, just pull around it, dude.
Look, Angus boy, you wouldn't talk this way if you knew who I was.
Who are you, Red Rider?
No, I'm his brother, Yella. You might not know it, but you're talking to Deadeye, old Texas Deadeye.
Panhandle?
Yeah, you got a dime for a cup of coffee?
Ooh, Texas Panhandle. That's where I'm from.
Well, I'm O'Connor, Los Angeles O'Connor.
Oh, Los Angeles, huh? What part, Canada or Mexican zone?
Now, go on, you saddle bum, cop a walk.
Now, look, I don't want any trouble with you.
No, we don't want any trouble with you.
And I don't want any trouble with you either, ma'am.
Ma'am?
Look, cowboy, you better get off the street. A car's coming.
I don't... Sure, good thing I'm bull-legged, or that English car would have smacked me right between my sit feet. Now, will you move this here car?
Look, you're fishing for a well-padded fist. Now, go on, cowpunchy, cop a walk.
Look, hog fat, I'm warning you. I'm strong. I'm the original ad for Airwick. I'll remind you again that I'm strong.
Come on,
well, maybe the wrong kind of strong, but I'm strong. Don't try that stuff, boy, or I'll blast you full of ad-libs.
Come on, Rod, get in the car and go shopping with us.
Get in the car? Okay, Alan Halen, squeeze in.
Well, there's that little print shop, the De La Paix De La Poux. Well, let's not just sit here. Come on, fellas, let's go.
You go in, Red. We'll wait here for you.
Oh, wait a minute, Dave. Don't be like that. You guys promised to go in with me.
Yeah, but not into the store.
Oh?
What are you guys so shy for? After all, you're both married.
Yeah, but my wife hasn't told me everything yet.
Go on in. What's the matter with you?
Well, it's embarrassing. Ladies running around in there in their slips and those beautiful models prating around in bathing suits.
Yeah?
Hey, Rod, now we've got to go in and get that guy out of there.
David Rose and the Tide Orchestra play a medley from Manny, Get Your Gun. Thank you.
Rod O'Connor anywhere?
Yeah, there he is. Talking to the guy with an orchid in his lapel.
Where? Let's go over and see what old Oceans of Suds is up to now.
And you say all these beautiful dresses and cottons are imported?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, then you should tell your customers about this new Wash Day Miracle Tide.
I should?
Yes, you see, it goes without saying that nobody washes clothes for the fun of it. You wash clothes to get them clean, which explains why Procter & Gamble's Tide is becoming a Wash Day favorite all over America. Tide gets clothes clean. Cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. See, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet, with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors, and in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any washing product known. Why, even those Tide suds look and feel different. And they billow up amazingly, even in hardest water. You'll see when you try Tide. You'll see why Tide is called the most sensational product in the history of wash day. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Well, I must tell my staff to tell everyone about Tide. Now, if you'll please excuse me, I have to go rinse out a few things.
Can't you talk without foaming at the mouth, O'Connor?
I was just trying to help the guy.
Oh.
Can't you get someone to wait on you? And let's get out of here. I'm bored.
Bored?
Bored? There's a sales lady now. Oh, miss. Miss.
Well, it's Mr. Skelton. My, you look as out of place in here as a smile on Gramico's face.
Oh?
You know, I'm sorry my little grandson isn't here. He'll never go to bed until he hears your program every Tuesday.
Oh, thank you very much. We're on Fridays now.
Oh. Do you have two shows, too?
No, just Friday. That'll tide me over.
Would you do me a favor, Mr. Skelton? If I call my little grandson on the telephone, will you say hello to him?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. Yeah.
I do hope Junior's at home. Mm. Better still, I hope the house is there.
He doesn't stay home by himself, does he?
Oh, no. Mr. Fowler's so fond of him. He's taking care of him for Lorene and me while we're working here at the store doing the Easter rush.
Oh, you mean Gene Fowler?
Yes.
Oh, say his new book, Bo James, is really great.
Oh, yes, it must be. Gene is reading a chapter to Junior now.
Hello, snake pit, large economy size.
Hello, Junior.
Yeah, who is yes, the police?
This is Mama. Why should the police be calling you?
Because your neighbors have been calling the police. And Mama, I'm surprised to hear from you.
You are, dear.
Yeah, I didn't think the phone was still working.
What's wrong with it?
Well, every time I pick up the receiver, it starts hissing at me, you see. So finally, I got my little repair kit out, and I went to work on it. And boy, what an operation. I removed its appendix 3 times.
Junior, a telephone doesn't have an appendix.
Now she tells
you. Junior, you stay away from that phone and listen to me.
Okay. Well, if I stay away from the phone, how can I listen? Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
I've told you a million times not to tamper with the phone unless it's an emergency and you want to call us. Hmm? Then dial operator and ask for the store.
Dial?
You know where the dial is, don't you?
Yes, I know where the dial is. It's at the bottom of the well.
Oh, just let me talk to Mr. Fowler.
Well, he's been showing me how to make Boy Scout nuts, and he can't come to the phone just now. He's tied up. I hate to disturb him, kiddo.
Why? What's he doing?
Well, he's been trying to get himself from being unlocked in the closet here.
And how did he get locked in the closet?
Well, he was playing hide and seek, you see. He was going to tan my hide while he was seeking the hairbrush.
And of course, you told him the hairbrush was in the closet. And when he went in to get it, you slammed the door and locked him in.
Oh, you played this game before, huh?
You get the key and unlock the closet door this minute.
I can't. I swallowed the key.
You what? Junior, how did you swallow the key?
I put it in my ear and swallowed it. I got swallowed. I was baking some mud pies and the oven blew up and it scared me. I do hope that you love mud walls in the kitchen.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, Junior, now. The oven didn't blow up. You're only kidding me.
You keep laughing, kiddo, that's all. But the next time you ask your friends to drop in, they can really do it because there's no roof on your place.
I told you to stay away from that oven. Why were you baking mud pies in it?
Well, the skunk patrol had a meeting over here, and I had to serve something.
There was some cake in the cupboard.
was his right. You know, it was Davis's birthday, and the whole skunk patrol breezed in to pay their respects, see? So we gave him that cake with four air wicks burning on it, see? And then one of the boys brought a real nice skunk over. A real nice skunk. I wasn't going to tell you about it, but I figured you'd get wind of it later anyway.
How could you?
Well, you'll be surprised. That skunk has done a lot of good around here. There ain't a live fly in the house now. And the place don't smell too bad, because I took the chemistry set and I mixed up a little disinfectant.
You haven't been playing with your father's chemicals.
No, I wasn't playing. It got pretty serious when I mixed that gasoline with that stuff in that widow blue bottle.
What happened?
Hmm?
I said, what happened?
Just a minute, boy. Hey, fellas, don't make so much noise. I got a dame on the phone.
What happened when you mixed the gasoline with the blue bottle?
I'm sorry, Namo. You're going to have to talk louder. These firemen are making an awful lot of noise.
Serene.
What's wrong, Verna?
I've got to get home. Nuts, the whole family's nuts. What's wrong with you? You look as white as a sheet.
And it ain't from Tide, either.
I've just been talking to your son on the phone.
Oh, how is the little darling?
You mean that trial-sized earthquake the stork double-crossed you with? Here. You went on Mr. Skelton. I've got to get home. I mean to what's left of it. Oh, when Junior's grandfather asked for my hand, I should have given him a kiss.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Junior has probably made up some fabulous story just to get her to come home and play with him. My. There must be a big fire someplace. The trucks have been going by here for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, what can I do to help you, Mr. Skelton?
Well, I came in for...
Hey, you've got something in that I must show you.
Oh?
Something nice for your wife.
What?
Beautiful black chiffon negligee.
Oh, no. She's a little past that stage.
Then how about a flannel gown?
Well, she's not quite reached that stage either.
Would you care to see something in a satin gown?
A friend of yours? I mean, No, I came in to buy a hat that Georgia was looking at.
Oh, well, then I'll turn you over to Francois McGee and our milliner.
Oh?
Oh, Francois?
Yes, my dear?
Mr. Skelton wants to buy a hat for his wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? She was in here a while ago and looked at two of these atrocities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
She looked at one for $50?
And another one for $150.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's really a very versatile hat. The brim can be worn up or down.
Yeah. At $150, I'll turn it down. I'll take the $50 hat.
I just knew you would, Sporty.
Yeah.
Will I wrap it up?
No, just give me a stick and I'll roll it home. Say, if she doesn't like that hat, can she return it?
I'm sorry, but these hats is on sale. These hats can't be returned. If you don't like them, you just bury them.
Oh. Well, gift wrap it, will you, and I'll take it.
Well, should we go?
I'm ready.
Yeah, here, David, I'll take your arm. All right, we're outside, David. You can open your eyes now.
Why did you stand around there with your eyes closed for anyway, David?
Well, Betty told me if I ever looked at another beautiful girl, I'd go stone blind.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, I kind of thought so, too. That's why when that tall brunette model in the bathing suit walked by, I risked one eye.
Well, come on, let's get home. I wonder what's keeping Georgia. Hello?
Hello, Big Red?
Yeah, Little Red. Hurry up, homie. I got a surprise for you.
Well, I've got one for you, too. You know the hat that I told you about a while ago?
Yeah.
But when I went back, the $50 hat was gone.
Yeah, I know.
So I bought the $150 one.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Big Red? Oh, why does he always sit on that chair without a back in it?
Let's go and say goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying more and more of that Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt. Our tide gets closer than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.